Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
Welcome into Coffee Break. I'm Troy Shockley. Thanks for joining us at the start of a shortened work week. I appreciate that. I hope you had a really good Labor Day weekend. I know I got a little bit of... We didn't do much laboring. We did a lot of resting, and I feel good this week. And we have a great show today for you. Opening up the show, we've got Lisa Cordingley. She is the Executive Director of the Helena Education Foundation. She's here to talk about the upcoming Carnival Classic. That's coming up on Sunday, isn't it, Lisa?
It is. Thanks for having me, Troy.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it. Tell folks, I guess, as we start, just a little bit about yourself and just what does the executive director of the Helena Education Foundation do?
Well, today the executive director does Coffee Break.
Right.
The Helena Education Foundation offers a slate of programs throughout the school year to support educators and celebrate excellence in education, achievement by students, reward teachers by paying close attention and letting the community know when they do something wonderful. And then we kick off the school year in two ways. One is Fabulous First, which actually started last week. We give a hardcover book to every first grader in Helena Public Schools. So we've already celebrated that at Jim Darcy and Bryant. We've got 9 to go. And our other big beginning of the school year event is Carnival Classic, which is meant to be and is a community-wide celebration of public education. We have participation from all of the Helena Public School buildings, PTOs, student groups, and they have booths throughout the day this coming Sunday at Memorial Park. There are 32 this year, which is actually 8 more than we had last year. And all of us have been to a school carnival. This is that, but it's community-wide.
Yeah, bigger.
Much
bigger.
This is
a big school carnival.
Yes, it is a big school carnival. And then we also, during the day, offer entertainment by student groups. So we have 12 different organizations that range from Tiernan Irish Dancers to... the Helena Music Teachers Association, Helena Athletic Club cheer team, and others who will be performing in the band shell throughout the day.
Okay.
And then we also take this opportunity to let organizations in the community who serve youth share that information with the guests at Carnival Classic. So ranging, I suppose, from United Way to various other organizations that serve kids, will be there to let the community know what good works they do as well.
Yeah.
We also are using this as an opportunity for folks to donate to Kid Packs for Kids for Food Share.
Okay. Man, there is a lot. You're cramming a lot into there.
Got a lot to do that day.
I don't know how you're going to fit it all in one park, but we're gonna give it a shot. At least Cordling is in to talk this morning. We're talking Carnival Classic. It's coming up on Sunday. It starts at 11 o'clock, runs till 3 over at Memorial Park. This is sort of turned into a staple to start the school year. I mean, this is the 17th year. Is that right?
That's good work. Yes, okay. It is.
Yeah, I had to do some math and count back, but that's got to be pretty neat to see something that we started that long ago, probably at that point of, hey, let's just do this. It'll be fun. And now it's turned into just a really big event.
It is a big event. We actually started it at an intersection downtown. And so we pretty quickly outgrew that space, and we have continued to expand while we're at Memorial Park.
Yeah, well, and this thing's going to be packed. As Lisa said, there's 32 booths this year.
There are the 32 activity
booths. Activity booths,
yes.
Okay. So, yeah, and plus we've got, as you said, there's other nonprofits there. There's a lot of people come together on this one, which has got to be nice to see because there's a lot of moving parts here, but everybody works together to make this something pretty special.
Everybody does. One of my favorite parts of Carnival Classic happens right at 11 a.m. The Capitol High and Helena High football teams help us with setup and takedown. And it has become traditional for the usually Capitol High helps with setup. So the Capitol High football team will be up on stage with the YMCA doing some dancing to set the tone for the rest of the day.
Okay. So they're the ones with the moves over at Capitol.
Well, I fully support both of our high schools, but if you want to see football players doing Zumba, be sure
there
to be at the
go.
Park at 11 in the morning.
That's going to be fantastic. And so remind folks, I know you touched on it, but remind people again just why we're doing this. I mean, why this sort of, celebration?
It is a celebration. We actually started this, and in the interest of full And open disclosure, Billings has done this much longer than we. We copied it straight from their playbook. But we started it as a way of letting all of the organizations that serve students who want to raise money participate. We provide the infrastructure and the organization. There's no fee for them to have booths at the carnival, and then they get to keep whatever their take is for the day. So it's a fundraiser for various school groups. That was the point we thought to start with, but it has become much more important to me that it's a way for the community to come together and honor and celebrate the fact that public education is so vibrant in Helena. And that certainly is clear this year when we have these three brand new schools to celebrate.
Yeah. Well, and in addition to the fact that just we're bringing all these groups together to put on this event, we're bringing a lot of people into this. We're expecting, what, several thousand people?
It's not anything that we can ever get it.
Right, there's no gate that they're going through.
There's no gate, and they're not all there at the same time, but we definitely have more than a couple of thousand people a day.
Yeah.
Go through the park.
It's pretty impressive. So all of our elementary schools are going to be represented there.
And middle and high school.
We're also going to have a lot of the teams as well, right? Like you said,
right.
Football teams and various sports are going to be represented as well.
Right. And also activity groups. That one of the most popular events every year is the Helena Middle School Student Council's Dunk Tank. And typically the principal of HMS is willing to take a turn at it. We've also had the governor participate in the dunk tank on the receiving end, not the throwing end. So all kinds of student activities are represented.
Yeah, so get out there and dunk the teachers and administration. That's a lot of fun. it's got to be cool, Lisa, too, to see this isn't just the parents groups are putting this on, and there's people, the kids are buying in as well.
Kids are very, very important to it. The National Honor Societies volunteer all day. The Helena and Capitol High Robotics Clubs will show off their creations along the sidewalks.
They've been in on the show before. They're fantastic.
They are fantastic.
Yeah, the stuff that they can do. And that's a group. They've been to the World Championships 2 years in a row. And they're kids from not just one school. That's
right.
Sort of reflective of what you're doing, too, because they're kids from all across town.
Right. The robotics teams in Helena are vibrant. Not all of them are school related, but many of them are. And they certainly are learning many of the skills that they apply at the World Championships in classrooms right here in Helena.
Yeah, it's super cool. And there's going to be entertainment throughout the event in the band shell.
That's right.
And this is open to anyone. You don't have to have a kiddo in school. You can just show up.
You don't have to have a kid in school. Your kid doesn't have to even be old enough for school for this to be fun for the whole family.
Yeah, and this is there's no admission charge.
There's no admission charge. Some of the activities are free. That's a decision that the groups themselves make, and many do choose to have free opportunities for kids to have fun, and then others do charge, but the cost is minimal.
Sure. So once again, this is the Carnival Classic. It's happening on Sunday down at Memorial Park. Starts at 11, runs all the way until 3 o'clock. Show up right at the front end to get to see the Dancing Bruins, but show up anytime during the event, and there's lots going on. Is there some place, Lisa, where people can go and find out more information?
Absolutely. And just in case of inclement weather, I will toss in that we will relocate to the Helena High Gym and Auditorium, but our website, hefmt.org, and also our Facebook page will have updates on Carnival Classic.
Okay, fantastic. Lisa Cordingley, she is the Executive Director of the Helena Education Foundation. Don't miss the Carnival Classic coming up on Sunday. Lisa, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
I sure appreciate it. Stick around. We've got the new head honcho at United Way coming in after this. Dana Feridi tagging along with her. Either that or pulling her in. I'm not sure which, but they're going to be on the show coming up after this. I just wanted to step away from the show for a few seconds to tell you that if you miss an episode, you can always catch up. We're on iTunes, so find our show there or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Local and area events, city, state, and national officials, your neighbors doing incredible things. We talk to them all on Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk. Now, back to our show. Welcome back in. This is Coffee Break. Thanks for sticking around. I'm Troy Shockley, and we've got a great second half of the show. I told you it was a good show today. We've got the new executive director of the United Way of the Lewis and Clark area joining us this morning. Her name is Emily McVeigh. You all probably already know her. She knows everybody, and everybody knows her. Dana Freedy is in alongside. I said before the break, I don't know, Dana, if you pulled in Emily or if you came along with her. I'm not sure how excited she is with us this morning. I know she gets a new red coffee mug, so you got to be excited for that, right?
I am really excited about that. Yeah, I didn't even know that was coming. That's just a bonus.
Yeah. Bonus prizes. Thank you guys for coming in today. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. Emily's still fairly new to the job. You're not in quite a month yet, right?
No, this is week four. So
okay.
At the end of this week, it'll be a month. Yep.
So how are things going? You settling in?
Yes, things are great. There is a great team of staff that have been keeping United Way going while they are searching for a new executive director. They all took on a lot of tasks and jumped in. They have been getting ready for campaign while I've been trying to learn the ropes over there, learn all the programs that they run, re-engage with the community, meet with a lot of our stakeholders, and they're keeping things going, and I think we're ready for kickoff next week.
Yeah, it's pretty cool that they were able to, Dana and the folks over there are sort of able to keep that thing going without any hiccups when they're in the process of trying to find somebody to lead them through this. It's like, I'm a sports guy. It's like an NFL team going into the draft without a general manager, but they still go ahead and do everything right. You did a good job, Dana.
Oh, thanks. It was it was a lot of hard work, but I tell you what, we're really excited to have Emily on the team. We're really lucky to have her, and we're just looking forward to seeing what comes this year.
Yeah, well, I mean, and so Emily, you joined the United Way. You spent quite some time with nonprofits. You also worked over at DPHHS, right? I mean, can you tell folks a little bit about yourself? Give in for the for like the two or three people out there that don't know you, introduce
sure.
yourself.
Yep. So I started my career in nonprofits at the Florence Crittenden Home about 2001. And I spent 7 years there doing all kinds of different projects. We were in a building phase back then. When I left there, I went over to Montana Youth Homes, and we were shortly under the umbrella of Rocky Mountain Development Council. So I got to know a lot of the nonprofit world through Montana Youth Homes. Helping out a lot of kids in our community, doing a lot of great work rebuilding that program. We handed that over to Youth Homes out of Missoula in 2013, and they're doing an excellent job continuing that program. But then I went to work for the state, and I was a supervisor at Child and Family Services for the last almost 6 years. And that's been an interesting and exciting challenge working in that field. But I started my master's in public administration last year and was excited to get back to nonprofit work, doing some big picture things that we can do to change Helena for the better. United Way is the absolute perfect fit. I was so excited when that job came open because I can do so many things collaborating with all of the nonprofits in Helena. We can get everybody to the table, talk about the gaps in services that we need for families, for people of all ages, for any group of people, and then we can actually figure out how to make those things happen. So we can bring together the people, the talent, the money, the resources to fill those gaps in services. And we've already been doing that. It's been really exciting already, just sitting at the table, listening to the conversations about the things that we're going to move forward here in Helena to make sure that everybody gets what they need to live a healthy, productive life.
Emily McVeigh, our featured guest, Dana Freedy also here. They're both with the United Way of Lewis and Clark area. Emily, the new executive director out there. Emily, you spent so much time in the nonprofit world, and you sort of started there. I mean, why? Right? Because that's got to be a little bit of a calling more than just I was looking for a job.
Yeah, absolutely. What I've seen over the years with the people that I've worked with in nonprofit work is we all come from something in our childhoods, our history, that leads us to working in civil service work, either nonprofits or even government work. There's a reason that we all do it. Everybody has their own reason. And I get really excited about looking at these big ideas Because I can come up with a lot of big ideas. I can't necessarily carry them out. So I always get really excited about finding all those people who I can bring into my team to say, okay, now we're going to move this forward. You are the one that has the expertise in this area and you have it in this area. So being the executive director in charge of that and being able to have such a great, I have a young, energetic team. I laughed this year because I finally hired the first person who was younger than my oldest child. And I was like, oh, now I'm really old. Now I'm like one of those old people that's doing the work. So it's just really exciting to me because that's always been one of the things that I love is kind of having that vision or bringing people to the table that have that vision, but then finding all the people in town that can make those things happen.
Yeah. And so it makes sense that United Way is sort of that right job for you, just yes. because they are that umbrella over so many organizations. Dana, I mean, I guess I'll make you the voice of everybody else at the United Way. I mean, what made Emily the right person? We know why this is the right job for her. Why is she the right one for the job?
Oh, man. That's a really big question.
I know.
It's a great one.
But I know you can handle it.
I'm sure going to try, and I hope I do it justice. You know, there were a lot of applicants for the position and a lot of really high caliber folks. But I think what made Emily a standout was that she knows nonprofits, she knows the community, and she's willing and able to take that step back and really take a hard look at what's going on in the community and go, okay, well, this is what we have. Here's what we can do to make it better. Who's going to work with us to make it happen? And what are the solutions that we can come up with as a team? And that's been just fantastic. So we're really excited that she brings that kind of perspective to the team because it helps us to be more effective in the community. It helps us to work better with all the other nonprofits that we're collaborating with. And I think it's going to just help our neighbors, like she said, lead healthier, more productive lives.
Yeah. So it's being able to sort of have that dual, you know what, this is what I would love to do. Perfect world. This is what I want. Okay. But this is what we can do. How do we kind of meld those two things together?
Exactly. Yeah. So it's really exciting that our team is able to have that kind of leadership and be able to follow that example in order to make a difference in the community.
Yeah. So what's it been like shifting Emily back into the nonprofit world? I mean, being with DPHHS for a while, obviously the same kind of, you know, like you said, I mean, it's a service job, but nonprofits a little bit different.
Yeah. For me, it's been like a little vacation because this is what I really love to do. Working for the state, working with Child and Family Services, that's a crisis-driven job. And so that you're constantly on the move. You're literally dealing with life and death every day. So for this, for me, is like taking a little vacation at work. I'm able to just stop, look at the reasons that we have all those crises, and really look at what we can do to try to fix them. So for me, it's been wonderful. I am so excited to be back into this work. Really just, like I said, big picture stuff, really sitting down with people. I've sat down with some of the staff from our partner agencies. I've sat down with some of our old alumni board members. I've sat down with some of our current supporters and just talked about meshing the old and the new. Like, how do we go from where we've been, what's been successful, and where we know we need to go?
Mm-hmm. Well, and what's great is you're joining, as you said, an organization, a team that's obviously already very strong. You're not having to rebuild something. You can join something that's already headed in the right direction.
Right. Yep. They've, like I said, they've done such a great job just keeping things going while they were waiting for a new director to be hired. So I think our goal at this point is just to really take a hard look at what Helena needs. And they've done some community engagement, strategic planning kinds of things. So they know basically from the community what they think needs to happen. But I want to take a stronger look at that, incorporating, we work with Purview in the health department, and making sure that we're on track to give Helena the services that the Helena citizens need. So we're going to really be looking at that here in the next few months, making sure that we're on track to do what's most important. I think one of the things that United Way does is they try to solve all the problems. And so we need to make sure we're solving the problems that we should be focused on, and giving some of those things over to other agencies that can tackle them better, make sure we're on the right track to to do good work in all the areas that we do take on so that we're not taking on too many things or not doing a very good job on some of the things that we try to take on. So we're going to get a little more focused and we'll keep moving forward in a really strong way.
Yeah. Well, and coming up, folks are going to have a chance to meet you in person. I bet they can meet Dana out there as well. Coming up on, is it Tuesday? Next Tuesday, right?
Yeah. Week from today.
So on Tuesday, September 10th, it is a week from today, we're going to be doing our big annual campaign kickoff breakfast. It will be at the Great Northern Best Western in the ballroom, and it's going to take place from 7 to 8 a.m. We're pretty excited about it. Yes, it's an early morning, but you get to hang out with the team. We're going to have some information set up about all the different programs and services that are brought to the community thanks to the support of folks like you. So we're going to have the ability for you to go ahead and meet and greet with our staff. You will be able to sit down and say hello to Emily. She will be there. We're even going to have the Westmont Cheer Squad. They're going to come and perform. They don't get a lot of opportunities to do that throughout the year, and we're always happy to have them. So we're going to do that. It's going to be a pep rally style event. And if you want breakfast, please RSVP by the end of today.
Because it's free, but you've got to know how many people are showing up.
Yeah, so thanks to the very generous sponsorship of the folks over at Deloitte. They are just wonderful. They're great partners for us. But they went ahead and they sponsored this event so that it is a free public event. So we're really, really fortunate for that. And we would love to see the community join us. We've got some open seats. So give me a call at 442-4360 if you would like your seat reserved today.
Yeah, so that's coming up next Tuesday at the Great Northern Best Western Premiere. Set to start at 7, goes what, 7 to 8?
7 to 8,
thereabouts, yeah.
Yeah, so, it's an early morning, but we try to send you on your way.
Yeah, you can still get to work.
A little pep in your step.
Yeah, so there's that pep rally theme, and you're going to, Emily, you're going to be kind of in the spotlight there. Are you ready for that?
I mean,
it's just a couple of us in a room looking at you. You're going to have a few folks out at this thing. You ready for that event?
I am ready. I'm actually probably more nervous because a lot of my friends or old acquaintances are all, oh, we're going to come and support you. I said, it's probably easier for me to perform in front of people I don't know instead of people I do know. So I'm really glad so many people I have history with are coming to support me. That makes me a little more nervous than if it was a bunch of other people. But it's going to be great. I'm so excited to see the people I haven't seen in a long time get back in the loop of nonprofit world, and we'll get back to doing good work in Helena.
Yeah, and so much of this is about, I mean, it is sort of about meeting, right, and getting to see people face-to-face. But, Dana, this is about, I guess, sharing information, right, about your work, about your goals, and just filling in community about what it is that you're doing, what you want to do in the coming year, right?
Right, right. So everything that we do at United Way is driven by the community. So you tell us where the funding is going to go. That's what we fund. We work with a committee of community members who make recommendations about our annual grants process. They tell us where the money's going to go. You tell us when you donate if you want to designate to a specific organization or if you want that money to go into the community impact fund to make the grants possible. It's really incredible. And you know, not just that, but we're always open to have a conversation. So if you have questions about our work, if you want to learn more about what we're doing, if you want to offer up suggestions or expertise, please give us a call. We want to hear from you. So we have a coffee pot at the office, and I'm told we make a pretty mean cup of coffee. So give us a call. Let us know. We would love to have your input, your feedback, have you learn a little bit more about our work. We've got some really cool stuff going on, and it's all thanks to the community.
And how important is that feedback? I mean, because I think a lot of people think, oh, yeah, they're going to hear me, but they're going to do what they're going to do, right? I mean, how important is it that you actually hear from people of these are my needs, these are my concerns?
It's really crucial. I mean, I don't think people understand that so many issues are interconnected in our community. You know, our focus tends to be on health, education, financial stability, and meeting basic needs. But when you look at it, you know, that's all connected. So you could lose your job and be unable to pay your rent. So then suddenly you need to find a safe place to call home. You could be unable to put food on the table. So then you're talking about, you know, housing and your your food for your family. Then you're talking about trying to find employment again in order to make sure that you can cover all those bills. So everything is really interconnected. So we're really trying at United Way to make sure that we understand how they're connected and that we can, like Emily said, plug those gaps that exist between those different programs and services in the community to make sure that nobody falls through them.
Yeah. Thanks so much for coming in today, both of you guys. I sure appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
If people want to find out more about United Way, about if they can't necessarily make it out to the breakfast, like me, I'm working. I can't make. I don't get a free breakfast because I'm here hanging out with Kurt. If we want to find out more information about you, about what you're doing, about the potentially the services that you offer, is there a way for people to do that?
Absolutely, yeah. Visit us online, www.unitedwaylca.org. Give us a call at 442-4360, or you can even send us an email. We're pretty responsive to those. info@unitedwaylca.org.
Okay, fantastic. And you're even on the Facebook.
We are on the Facebook, yes. Facebook.com/UWLCA.
All right. Fantastic. Emily, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you so much.
I know you now get to go home with the red coffee mug. You have something new for your office now. So that's fantastic. Dana, I can send you with one if you want another one.
Oh, man. I already have a whole collection.
I know.
I love them.
She's got a whole gift set.
But I don't know what I'll do with more.
Everybody is getting a red mug for Christmas on Dana's list. It's fantastic. That's all the time we have for Coffee Break this morning. I do appreciate you stopping by. Stick around, though. Lots more great programming still coming up on KCAP. And as far as Coffee Break, we'll see you back here tomorrow. I'm Troy Shockley, and that's it for Coffee Break today. Be sure to check us out on iTunes. Head on over. Give us a review there. That's always much appreciated. Or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you back here tomorrow.